Well, hello, everybody, my dear audience and listeners. This is Sita. It's been a long time. Happy full moon to every one of you. It's the 25th of March today, and it's the Libra full moon. And actually, I have an announcement to make, a very happy announcement, because the 50 Plus Goddess website has been born. I've been working on it for the last 2 weeks pretty intensely. It's not perfect yet. So if you go in there and you see some glitches, something doesn't align or some don't, it's still in the process, but I really wanted to share with you that my podcasts, my blogs, my service, coaching service packages, and the new definition of who and what I am is out. In a way, it's kind of symbolic. I feel like I'm out of the wormhole. Yeah, I've been in the birthing channel for quite a while, and now it's official. There is a website. So who is this person, yeah, who calls her podcast and website 50 Plus Goddess? I mean, who is this pretentious woman? So it's really time I talk a little bit about why the goddess. And I'm going to share with you a quote, which is by far the best definition of how I see what and who a goddess is. It comes from an amazing lady. Her name is Richa Das. You can find her on Facebook and all social media. She's a spiritual guide. And it goes like this, and I quote, "A woman who is in the process of learning to know, accept, and love herself on all levels, mind, body, spirit. A woman who, because she focuses on personal growth and self-awareness, experiences life increasingly filled with peace, love, joy, passion, and fun. A woman that understands that she has unlimited capacity to make her life anything she wants. A woman who is inspired to give to those around her because of her sense of gratitude and abundance." So, Richa defines goddess in different terms. Really, as we women, as I see it, as we women experience spiritual growth, personal growth, and how unlimited we truly are in manifesting meaningful, happy, healthy, joyful life. How is all this related to the podcast and the website? You see, this baby was conceived a few years back. I was sitting with this friend of mine. She's my best friend here, a few days ago. And I told her, well, yeah, that's what I want to do. I bought the domain and I'm building the website. And she said, you know what, Sita? When we met 2 years ago, you told me that you wanted to work with women, that you wanted to expand your services to give more to women. And I was looking at her and I was like, oh yeah, actually you're right. So this baby was conceived even before that. I think a few years before, like 4 years ago. I didn't have any idea whatsoever what shape and form it's going to take. But I knew there was a calling within me that wants to work more in the feminine space. And as I was coming closer to premenopause and then menopause, I am going through this transition of becoming someone new. Now, we always change. Change is really the only constant thing in the universe. But menopause, it's no small thing, okay? It's huge. the physiological, physical, emotional, biological, mental, spiritual, social changes that this transition includes and triggers are mind-blowing. And I'm still in the midst of it, probably more closer to the other side, yeah, to the end, but I'm still in the midst of it. But the calling to work more and more with women, to share, to assist, to be there for other women grew stronger and stronger. Because you're asking yourself the questions, this new Sita, this version, what can you offer? Where can you, your energy, your way of thinking, your way of looking at things, can be beneficial? How can you serve better? Who can you serve better? You see, I've been a teacher, a coach, a mentor for most of my adult life. So the calling necessarily comes from somewhere around here. But the audience changed. I really feel more secure and safe sharing this space with women. There is a deep understanding within and between us. And I really feel the importance of support for each other in this time, especially in this time. Because from my personal experience, I have questioned everything. I even moved country. Yeah, the change is this transition is mind-blowing. So to get back to the concept of the 50-plus goddess, just as I quoted Richa, I'm aware of my ability to create a happy, joyful, peaceful, passionate life. And I'm aware of my abilities, my passions, my skills, my tools. And I also have the clarity to use it for the benefit of others, not only for myself. So this is more or less the space where the website was born from. It's an expression, very tangible, very down to earth, very practical explanation and result of the changes that I have been going through in the past few years. So there will definitely be more blog posts and podcasts on the topic of menopause, but I just wanted to give you a thumbs up that I haven't really disappeared. I've been quite busy. Oh, my dog is sleeping and barking in his sleep. Maybe you can hear him until AI will clear out the background noises. So yeah, it was just to give you a thumbs up that there is a new platform that is a crystallization of this audio journal that started as a hobby, that started as an experiment of my own self-expression and self-discovery. So that was it. Check it out, 50plusgoddess.com. And you can also officially contact me and write to me and be in touch with me. So until next time, enjoy the full moon energies. Stay healthy, stay good, stay happy. Talk to you next time.